Track 7. Election may delay devolution plans. Plans to combine Devon County Council and Torbay Council into a combined county authority, CCA, are set to be put on hold due to the general election. Devon County Council and Torbay Council submitted a proposal to form a CCA to the government at the beginning of May. The deal would see powers and funding for the areas such as housing, transport and education transferred to the combined authority. Both councils had expected the government to work on the legislation to create the CCA over the summer months, with a view to holding the first combined Devon and Torbay meeting in the autumn. However, last week's general election announcement is set to change the timetable. As a result of the election, Parliament has been dissolved for 6 weeks. This means that members of the House of Commons stop being MPs. Parliamentary work will restart after the election, with the new Parliament expected to meet on Tuesday, July the 9th. We are seeking clarity from government officials on how the legislative process for setting up the Devon and Torbay Combined Authority will be affected following the announcement. Both organisations remain committed to bringing forward the agreed devolution agreement as soon as possible. The delays are likely to be welcomed by Devon's opposition council, with critics of the arrangement worried that district councils will lose out. Some Teignbridge councillors branded the devolution proposals as a nasty and dangerous move.
Warming gesture from the League of Friends. Staff in the emergency department at Torbay Hospital will be much warmer thanks to the generosity of Torbay Hospital League of Friends. The emergency department has taken delivery of more than 150 navy blue sleeveless fleeces thanks to a donation of nearly £2,000 from the League. Each one is embroidered with the League's beloved butterfly logo. Matron Melody Andrews said, "We are thrilled to take delivery of these fabulous sleeveless fleeces for our team and really grateful to Torbay Hospital League of Friends, without whom this wouldn't have been possible. In line with our infection prevention and control guidelines, we practice bare below the elbow in our emergency department. This means that at night and during the cold or rainy weather, our colleagues can get quite cold. These fleeces will make a real positive difference." Jasmine Lee Barker, clinical senior sister who led the bid to the League, said it is fantastic to have the support of the League and we are proud to show our gratitude by wearing their logo with pride on our fleeces.
Flash bang wallop, not water picture, but water picture. Flash bang wallop, water picture. An environmental and recreational charity is looking for that perfect moment captured on camera. One that represents the beauty and diversity of wildlife, the breathtaking landscapes, or the thrilling moments of adventure and exploration from visits to its lakes from across the region. Southwest Lakes Trust is inviting all visitors to enter their photos and videos into its 2024 Love Your Lakes Photography and Video Competition. Enticing prizes include £250 for the overall winner and £100 for the winner of each of the five categories, including wonderful wildlife, stunning scenery, awesome adventures, young explorers and It's Your Outdoors. Young Explorers is a new category for this year, inviting entries from younger photographers and videographers. The winner will be able to choose between the cash prize or an hour's paddle party for up to 8 participants. Winning entries will be displayed in a special exhibition at Roadford Lake at the end of the year and will feature in the charity's stunning 2025 calendar. The competition is open for entries until August the 31st. James Platts, Chief Executive for Southwest Lakes Trust, said, "We're excited to see those special moments captured from around our lakes, whether that be engaging with the natural environment or from adventures out on the water." And details at www.swlakestrust.org.uk.
Blue flag success for beach. Dawlish Warren Beach is flying high with its latest Blue Flag Award, an achievement it has held now for 26 consecutive years. The popular beach has achieved the internationally recognised status by meeting the strict criteria used to judge water quality and well-managed beaches. But for the second year, Tynmouth has not reached the standards required, having lost its blue flag last year. In 2023, a water quality reading at Tynmouth taken by the Environment Agency identified a source of pollution which meant the beach did not meet the necessary standards to be submitted for the Blue Flag Award. This year, the beach will again not have the prestigious award. However, Tynmouth, along with Ness Beach at Sheldon, Dawlish Main Beach and Carrington Cove will retain their seaside awards. Both awards are aimed at improving the quality of England's coastline and promoting the country's best beaches. Managed by Keep Britain Tidy on behalf of the Foundation Environmental Education, blue flags are only presented to beaches with water which has achieved the highest classification set by the EU Bathing Water Directive and has an environmental education programme. Seaside awards are presented to the best beaches in England and celebrate the quality and diversity of the coastline. Beaches are assessed for criteria including safety and services such as first aid and lifeguards, environmental information, water quality. Blue flag beaches must meet the excellent water quality standard as set out in the EU Bathing Water Directive, and seaside award winners must meet the sufficient standard environmental management, including litter and waste.
RNLI attend Palace Garden Party. Five volunteers from Tynmouth Lifeboat Station rubbed shoulders with royalty on Thursday the 23rd of May when they attended a Buckingham Palace garden party to celebrate the RNLI's 200th anniversary. The Tynmouth volunteers joined 2,500 of the RNLI's longest-serving volunteers and staff at the event, which was hosted by Her Royal Highness the Princess Royal, Vice Admiral Tim Lawrence, and His Royal Highness the Duke of Kent. The Duke of Kent has been president of the RNLI since 1969, and Sir Tim Lawrence is vice president. Our hosts have been hugely supportive of our charity over many decades, and it was a huge honour and privilege for many of our staff and volunteers to meet them, said RNLI Chief Executive Mark Doyle. In attendance from Tynmouth were Helm Dave Matthews, who recently achieved his 20-year service award, Brian Arnett and Anne Steele Arnett, who have been recognised for their 20-year service in fundraising and lifeboat visits, Ron Davis, who has been a dedicated fundraising volunteer at the station for over 20 years, and volunteer press officer Amy Furlong. Since it was founded in 1824, the RNLI has saved over 146,277 lives, equivalent to two lives every day for 200 years.